This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Suzanne. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola. All right, Suzanne, do you understand?
Can I give a shout-out to the Daily Mix Show for the Sunrise email? It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, you awesome. Went.
Nice.
Did you bring a dog or kids or both?
Nope, I brought a homemade I Beat Mix shirt with my 3-1 on it.
Uh-huh.
And one loss.
All right, well, good for you, man. Glad you had a good time. Well, listen, it's you understand fun. How this here game is played.
I sure do.
All right, you have your choice today of one of three categories. Today we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have animalized this. In other words, you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
I'm going to have to go with drugs.
All right, Suzanne, here is your drug-related story. We go to Pennsylvania, where a Lancaster man is facing multiple charges after police say he burglarized a church while completely naked. 34-year-old Corey Calderwood, he was arrested on multiple charges, including burglary, indecent exposure, possession of a controlled substance, and drug paraphernalia following the incident. Now, they say that officers responded to the church on reports of an active burglary around 11:36 a.m. This is in the morning. Now, officials on the scene, they located him as he was seen breaking into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints while completely nude and under the influence, again, at 11:30 in the morning. Now, he remains in prison awaiting his preliminary hearing, but the question is, what drug was this man on that at 11:30 a.m. he got naked and tried to break into a church? Was he on crack? Was he on fentanyl? Was he on meth? Or was he on shrooms? So crack, fentanyl, meth, or shrooms?
Oh, that's a tough one. What do you guys think?
Suzanne, I'm going to go shrooms.
Did you say what day of the week it was, Thrill?
Let me check. I don't. Let me do a quick math in my head. It was a week ago today or a week ago Sunday.
I think he's on shrooms.
Shrooms as well. Okay. All right, Suzanne, what are you thinking?
All right. I'm thinking meth, but I think you guys might be right, but just to be different, I'm going to go with meth.
You're going to go with meth.
Just to be different.
Fine.
What was this guy on when he was naked in the church? Crack, fentanyl, meth, or shrooms? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Harry Shrugs on profile. This guy, PA man, he's facing charges after breaking into a church while naked at 11:30 in the morning. He was on drugs. Question is, was he on crack, fentanyl, meth, or mushrooms?
And Suzanne, that's the very question we posed to you. Let us start with the Ted Smith, the Miles Montgomery. Now, it kind of makes sense in its own way. It was not shrooms. Suzanne, you said just to be different, you're going to go with meth.
Okay.
And there you go. Nice you shot. Are correct.
Yay. I just figured maybe
yay for meth.
Grew up religious. He was tripping so bad. He said, I got to get back to church.
That would have been my thought.
Hooray, meth.
Yeah. You don't hear a lot of cheering for meth, but Suzanne, she's got meth's back.
Positive meth story.
I mean, you do.
What?
It's got to be in those circles. Yeah, you got the meth.
You're right.
Woo! Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Mm-hmm. Bill Maher. Weekend Update. Colbert.
Stephen.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Well, it's right there, the title is Gas. Yes, seems the talents and writers help them come up with monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
A chihuahua named Pearl has been named the world's smallest dog and has... Oh, a chihuahua named Pearl, who has been named the world's smallest dog, has been declared at just 3 inches tall. Pearl is so small, I couldn't even see her over the front of my lawnmower.
Oh. Ow. SNL. We can update.
Yeah, we can update.
Miles Montgomery.
A chihuahua named Pearl, who is just over 3 inches tall, has been declared the world's smallest dog. Pearl is so small, I couldn't even see her in front of my lawnmower.
If you read the headline like I did of why Meghan Markle reveals why her and Prince Harry call each other H&M, don't get your hopes up. Yes, it could be a fantastic royal tradition that dates back to the days of King Henry VIII, but it's not. It's because their names start with M and H.
Yep. Bill Maher.
Ted Smith.
That is Bill Maher.
If you read the headline like I did that said Meghan Markle reveals why she and Prince Harry call each other M and H, don't get your hopes up. Yes, it could be because there's a fascinating royal tradition that dates back to the days of King Henry VIII, but it's not. It's because their names start with M and H.
Some food news. In the South, a high percentage of restaurants have been lying to their customers and saying they're serving Gulf Coast shrimp that are, in fact, shrimp flown in from other places around the world. Mm-hmm. The company that did the shrimp testing has called the restaurant owner shellfish.
Yes, you.
That's you.
Yeah, that's me.
Do you really care? I mean, I know it's a false sell, But ultimately, I just wanted that style of cooking, like as far as how it's seasoned.
I think their point is, like, I don't think the customers care in the sense of it was still good, but you're effing over the actual shrimp fishermen.
Oh, you're undercut.
Right. Okay. Because they're not
there
selling
is the restaurant. Product. There is restaurants in the Baltimore area now that will put an insignia on their menu that tells you if those crabs are from the Chesapeake Bay or not.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, which is fine. You can get blue crabs other places, but I'm the same way. If I'm in the Gulf Coast area and you say you have Gulf Coast shrimp, I want Gulf Coast shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want shrimp from Japan.
What if you could get Gulf Coast shrimp in Japan?
I don't know what gulfs they have over there. The sex trafficking trial of Sean Combs begins in New York. And just like his parties, I'm only going there to watch.
SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sex trafficking trial of Sean Combs begins in New York. And just like his parties, I'm only going there to watch.
A lot of different sports on this time of year. Obviously, we had the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
Which is good. I was going to say, I placed a little bet on that myself. Did not go well.
It's amazing how many of these races end up running in the rain. And I've been to Preakness three times, it rained twice. Just seems like for whatever reason, on the weekend, when
ugly.
They're running these races, it doesn't matter what it is. It always seems like you got horses that run in rain. Crap, track, the whole deal, slow.
Yeah, right. And they do run in the rain,
which is
good. So you had that going on. There was some good basketball. There was some good hockey on. But Friday night when we left work, I ran over to the University of Washington. Wanted to see the dogs after dark.
All right.
Right there, spring game. Now, listen, anybody can tell you a spring game is just a glorified scrimmage, right? But A, it's good to go in the stadium. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, oh, look at us at a football game. B, just shout out to the football department. Online, they had football players showing up at sororities and everything else, encouraging all the girls from the sorority to come out to the game. There was a lot of recruits on campus, so I thought that was a great idea. And then the game itself was pretty good. You see some of the guys, the running back, he shed a lot of weight. He looks great. But, Miles, do you know what they did at halftime of the spring game?
Tell me they're like Frisbee Dog or something crazy.
Better.
What's that?
Corgi races.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
Now, you might think that's for the children. We got very involved. All right? They had two heats and then a final. And it's like, and I was wearing my banana hat.
All right.
There was a dog called Banana. Thought it was true invention or divine invention. Whatever. Didn't help him. Yeah. Banana still lost. I think it was Gigi was the big winner of the weekend.
Gigi. Okay.
But I mean, it's just me and my two buddies, three grown adults, and we're pulling out dollar bills, going apes over this.
They have odds up. Like if these guys run at Emerald Downs, they're the same dogs to do that. I mean,
so here's
is it the same crew, so to speak.
And by the way, shout out to Super Sam DJing. So that's the thing. Gigi, when Super Sam announced Gigi, I'm pretty sure Gigi already has a victory at Emerald Downs.
Okay, all right. So you kind of have an idea who's the veteran?
Yeah.
The crafty veteran of the corgi.
Correct. And the other thing is you forget, too, is they're dogs. And it's a good little distance they're running. So sometimes they just got to run off course. And you got to get them back there. But I don't know why. I just think you should have that stuff all the time. Like in the NBA, they always have that red panda lady that's like on the unicycle balancing stuff. Like. Right. I don't know. Those halftime acts are good. And, like, Mike, I know we've looked at the corgi races down at Emerald Downs, but seeing them in person, man, pretty exciting stuff.
Well, how was the offense? Anybody throw anything good?
Well, I would also say credit to Husky fans. Like, when I drove over there after work, it was a bitch getting into the stadium. And then, I was shocked when I got to E1. I had to park a little farther away. We had a quick little tailgate. But, like, people showed up, which is good for the program.
Cool. Yeah.
You got good momentum going. So I just, it looked awesome. It was, you know, the weather was nice. It didn't get chilly till later in the night.
Right.
So thought it was pretty cool. And just, you know, like I said, like, you know, my buddy put it best when we were walking in there. My one friend, like, he likes sports, but he's not as much into football as we are. And he's like, what's the point? I said, well, the main point of the spring game is that you get to practice.
Yeah.
Now, the spring game is fun if you play defense because the whole spring you've been playing an upgraded version of two-hand touch.
Sure.
Now, in the spring game, outside of the quarterback, the coach says, all right, you can hit him. So, A, that's fun. And then, B, it's just kind of a D-measuring contest.
Sure, of course.
To see how many fans. And, like, I said this when we were walking in very loudly. It's like, look, it's like University of Washington is never going to sell out a spring game, right? But this is Seattle, right? Yeah. It's a Friday afternoon. There's other stuff to do. You know, like when you live in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, you can get 80,000 people there. Like, what are they going to do? Go to the pro game?
No.
No.
What are they going to do? Go anywhere?
Right. What, do they got to sit at home and watch their baseball team? No. So, right. So, I mean, you're never going to get that kind of turnout.
Go Stallions.
I mean, you know what? You're right. Maybe they were watching the UFL game. So, but no, I thought it was a good turnout. And just like I said, just a lot of fun.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you got to, you know, it's not just the kids getting ready for football season. You got to practice your tailgate skills.
You'd be surprised. Birmingham Biscuits do well. Like, they do put people in the, because there's nothing else.
Correct.
Down there. There really isn't.
That's like, we were talking to somebody yesterday from
Montgomery Biscuits, sorry.
From Iowa. And I was telling them there's an IndyCar race in Iowa every year that this guy that owns like these grocery stores or whatever puts on. And he brings in massive musical acts, right? Like I kept saying, like, last year I want to say Friday night was Ed Sheeran and Saturday night was Luke Combs.
All right.
And then you had the race on Sunday. So it's like, and I saw an interview with him. He's like, well, it's Iowa. We don't have a pro team.
Right.
There's so he's like, I want to bring, like, that pro sports excitement to Iowa.
All right.
And that's
good
what
on,
you
man.
Get.
Good on.
Playoff hockey, though. I watched the playoff basketball. But game sevens of hockey is just better.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I got home yesterday, I mean, I could care less about Winnipeg Jets. But they scored a goal to tie that game against the Blues with 1.7 seconds left. Then wow. You go to two overtimes and they win. And I'm just like, this is what you want in sports. This is the drama you love.
Also, not a big city. So I always kind of pull for the little guys.
I'll be dead honest with you. I should have looked it up because now I'm on the air sounding like an idiot. I know nothing about Winnipeg. I could tell you what province it's in.
Alberta.
Okay.
I think.
All righty.
So it's like the center of the country?
I think.
Yeah. I know. I mean, they're our neighbors. They're right there.
It's north. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, like, I know Vancouver's on our side. I know where Montreal is and Toronto. But I'm just like, Winnipeg. I have no idea. It's like, good for them.
Yeah.
I was happy for them. And
I bet it's cold there.
Yeah. But no, you have all that stuff going on. There were some free UFC fights on. So just, again, not football, but a good weekend of random sports. Like, Thurl and I were talking about, you had big boxing matches. Mm-hmm. Even though the
Canelo, I
heard that fight was terrible, yeah. Too. But it was, listen, that was just a way, they just needed to set up. They had Bud Crawford there. That's just a way to get Canelo to fight Crawford, which they will do on the next traditional giant weekend, September 5th.
You guys were close without being close. Winnipeg is in Manitoba, Canada, which is basically on the line between North Dakota and Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
All right, so they're a little closer to us.
From Alberta? No? Alberta's right next to British Columbia.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That's right. Mm-hmm. There's Alberta and Saskatchewan that I got to go through before you get to Manitoba.
All right. I guess I don't know. All right, let's get into some shows. The White Lotus.
All right.
Everybody loves it. There's been some drama going on, basically with Amy Lou Wood and then Walter Goggins.
Okay.
Now, there's reports they don't like each other, this and that. I guess they were friends, but they're the big love interest in the show.
Oh.
Well, Jason Isaac posted an Instagram picture of himself. He's on the show as well, of him kissing Walter Goggins on the head. So they ran into each other in a flight. He said, quote, "Hey, all you genius online sleuths, see any beef?" And they just kind of make the issue here. It's like, nobody thinks you have beef with
right.
a dude. They think there's an argument between him and Amy Lou Wood. Right. And look, in a recent interview, they asked Goggins about it. And he just said, quote, "I'm not going to have that conversation." I guess his publicist intervened. It came back up. So there's no conversation to be had about that. Like, I'm not talking about it.
Right.
So if there is a riff there, I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Does it?
Like, right? Were they married? Are they working on
there
something?
There is a lot of actors in famous films that we think are great. That, right, that absolutely couldn't stand each other.
Oh, yeah, for
you
sure.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't see what the big deal is there, but people seem all worked up about it. I know he'll be at the Met Gala. Gala? Gala or gala?
I feel like that when you say gala, because it's so freaking fancy.
Yeah, I say gala.
All right, the Met Gala. The Met Gala gala.
Yeah,
gotta get it.
It's the Super Bowl of fashion,
I guess.
Which Mike reminds me every year, as I always forget when it's going to happen. So I'm sorry, Mike.
You're going to watch one, you got to watch the other, dude. Are you a big fan or not?
I guess in the world of fashion, I'm not the biggest fan.
You best be dressed to the nines this year, dude. No more sweatpants.
Is that what it's about? Is it about? I know everyone shows up looking stupid, but pretty I mean, much. Is that what's going on inside as well, or do they just show up looking?
I think it's like just. Your I mean, it is a benefit for the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Okay, but I mean, like, is there a fact? I do know that when it's like the red carpet, right? Everyone's dressed to the nines, although not ridiculous like this, but. But when they go in, it's for something else.
I think it's also to kind of showcase the art of fashion.
Okay.
So all that's why right. they tend way. To be just outrageously dressed. Because
then that makes more sense.
They're a
to
walking
me.
Art piece, essentially, is what they are.
Okay. I gotcha.
Correct. Like, if you've ever wanted to wear cowboy boots and a skirt, this is your event.
You've struck a chord of me, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I think Aesop or Ryan.
Precisely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. Who knows what you do at home? I'm just saying, if you wanted to, the Met Gala.
That's the place.
Soon as Steve gets off work, he goes home, man. He grabs his hot red cowboy boots and his nice skirt.
And walks the
right
dog.
On. That's right. Right around the corner.
Well, I think it'd be better with combat boots, which I know he already owns.
Yeah.
I don't know
yeah.
what color his skirts are, though.
You go full Scottish with that, too. Just the skirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
can't
not
wear.
Around my waist. And a walk in my hands, yeah.
Look at him.
The nose on that guy.
He wears his skirt all gangster, just down low.
Yeah, and then, like, the traditional thing that happens, right? Right. And you get a bunch of people from actors, right, to actual, like, fashion people, to, like, just popular people at the time, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's no way, like, you know, like, Miles, who's the comedian? You don't like him, SNL. He was dating all the hot chicks.
Pete Davidson. It's not that I don't like him. I just thought on the show itself, he just played Pete Davidson. That's all I said.
Correct. And he did have funny stuff on there. He's not on there. But, like, right, when he was in the middle of, I'd say, his best heater, like, he was on there. I mean, to hit Pete Davidson's credit, I saw him on commercials all weekend. Me and my buddy were like, what's he doing now?
Yeah, what,
I'm
is like, it like
I'm sure
Verizon or something?
Well, he's still a touring comedian. But, right, whenever you have those commercials for those massive brands, like,
yeah.
He must still be that popular. And then we had a 10-minute conversation about his junk.
Huge.
Well, it's got to be.
I think they've said that it is. I think he's packing heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even if they're lying, well, he's not going to tell you different.
Maybe that's how he gets hired.
I'm like
a man with a large penis.
Yeah.
It's why he's such a nice guy. You know, just laid back, doesn't care about much. He's fine.
Yeah. Just nobody starts that rumor about me, which I wish they would.
Ted with a huge penis, thank you so much.
You know what?
There it is.
Thank you.
Mike's got your headlines coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
With Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. In just 2 days, police in Washington nabbed two dummies riding shotgun in separate cars. Meanwhile, when you shoot your DoorDash driver, do not expect a review of 5 stars. Not shocking as tons of people rush to help half-naked women on sinking boat.
What?
A would-be kidnapper in Portland gets punched by kid's mom in the throat. Into India, where a bull stole a guy's scooter and then crashed it. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Portland, Oregon, where child abduction is met with swift justice. A local woman was loading up her 2-year-old daughter to take her to preschool early in the morning when she left her mother, when she left her in her stroller for just a minute as she collected a couple more things from the house. She tells local media that she was inside for just a minute before running back outside to the horrifying sight of her daughter no longer there. Luckily, she was able to look down the street to see a man pushing her stroller down the sidewalk, and she gave chase, shouting, "My baby, my baby." She quickly caught up with the man, grabbed the stroller, and punched him square in the face, informing him that she was calling the authorities. Police arrived, but he had fled the scene. Officers were not able to track him down, nor get any camera footage of the man to attempt to track him down. They say that he's still at large. The fact that he was just casually strolling down
that's
that
unreal.
Sidewalk with a baby. And the fact, yeah, I love that she caught up to him and just, no question, just bam, right in the face.
She looked exactly as I pictured when
yes.
I read the story.
Yes.
Why
I
would
said,
you mess with
I'm
going to
reach one conclusion about this, and I clicked on the story and said, yep, that is exactly.
That's the one.
This
exactly.
ended quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. It ended very, very quickly. So...
Yeah, I read yeah. that story and I'm like, I already know it. Yep.
Good on her. Like, I'm not a parent, but I just know that your kid disappearing out of nowhere is probably the most terrifying sight.
It's the worst feeling. Yeah, it's the worst feeling you can have.
Oh, God, man. Good on her for getting her back. In other news to Miami, where the Coast Guard had a wonderful day. What was supposed to be a fun-filled day on the water for 30 bikini-clad influencers turned to disaster when their limited edition Lamborghini yacht began to sink.
They didn't have to do anything. The boats all rushed to their aid.
I know.
They didn't do crap.
It's not detailed that the vessel started taking on water, but there's plenty of documentation as the influencers are snapping. They all snap photos, videos, selfies of the boat going down. Crews in the Coast Guard, as well as a Good Samaritan, were able to swoop in and get everyone off
good
the boat without
Samaritan.
Incident, saving all their prized possessions along with them, such as a MacBook and a nice bottle of Clase Azul tequila.
They were pulling them out like they were bales of cocaine.
Yeah.
I was just like, get on the boat, woman. Get on the boat, woman. Let's put more on here. We'll get as many on as we can.
Get them all. Help them out.
I just like the video of like some of the girls, like they're still wearing the personal flotation devices.
Yeah.
And then they're all like the rescue boat. They're still like shaking their butts.
I know. It's endless. It's Miami.
Right.
I do like the one girl was like, I never get on boats. This is the first time. I will never do it again.
Did they also part of like of an F1 party group crew type thing?
Right, because F1 was in Miami. Yeah. That's why you have a Ferrari boat with 30 Lamborghini models.
Yeah, Lamborghini.
Yeah, Lambo boat.
Or Lamborghini.
Well, they obviously don't float very well.
No. The boat was towed away from the shipping channel by the Coast Guard, and the owner of the $4 million yacht has yet to be reached. They said that there's only a hand. Right, I know. I thought the same thing, Miles. Like, your boat just sank. How do you not know where your boat's at?
Right. And so, the Terry Borrowing.
I mean, that's basically what it is.
Right? You'd think it was just too many people on board. Like, I know those yachts are supposed to accommodate a large group of people, and especially one that's worth $4 million.
Yes.
You can assume that it'll do a little bit better than that, but...
It was a yacht, man. I don't think they're supposed to sink.
I think the Coast Guard
not
did something
yacht.
To it.
Yeah.
The Coast Guard did something to
Look
it.
Look at all these hot chicks.
Sabotage this boat, man. Let's save them.
I like the idea one of the hotties was just down in the boat messing around. Like, I'm going to press the button.
Just pull the bunghole or something.
Yeah, something
like that.
Right.
I wonder what this one does.
The bilge pump.
To India, where a video is making the rounds. It's CCTV footage of a local street complete with a bull just wandering down the street, side note.
Oh.
Just walking on. You saw this video, Ted?
Yeah, that bull was out looking for trouble.
Damn right he was. The bull becomes interested in a motorized scooter that's parked on the sidewalk, and he decides to have himself a ride. The bull mounts the scooter and plows it directly into the street, eventually coming to a crashing stop in a nearby gate.
So he does drive like a bull.
Yes, he does. The video has since made the rounds online, with the comment section having some fun with the curious bovine. That was a fun video.
I will say the best animal driver I've seen is the orangutan in a golf cart.
Oh, hell yeah. Just having his arm
out
there.
Easily best animal driver out there.
He looks like John Daly out there.
Oh, yeah. He
does, right? Exactly. Just chilling. He needs a fruity cocktail out there with him, man.
He does.
All right, man. We're out here on the 9th.
Would you get into a golf cart driven by an orangutan?
If he kept it on the track, you damn right I would.
After watching that orangutan, yes.
To me, orangutans are the most docile of the apes. So I would 100% be on there. Like, I know I'm wrong. It would still kick my ass. But still, like, all right, let's go.
That was your shuttle back to the room. You know, all right, brother. Room 320. Can you
get
him
in?
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to let you guys take this shuttle.
He's not going to have the right time.
Key, man.
No.
Gotcha.
Even if he's just like,
what are the
like,
chances? It's, yeah, like now. That's a very specific orangutan.
Oh, but just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to the UK, where there are no late fees. The University Library of Oxford's Lady Margaret Hall received a package in the mail that was long overdue. The package contained three books and an apology letter from the student that had checked them out 20 years ago. Turns out that our student had been going through some old boxes when they came across the books and merely asked the library to forgive them for the late return. Libraries happen to have the books back saying, better 20 years late than never.
And also, we didn't know that they were missing.
Right.
That's really what every library should say when you bring it back after that long.
Send a year's worth of hay, bring the books back, and then it's like, all right, they're gone.
We're done. Yeah.
Not going to happen. They're just gone. Men's room sports. Gotta love when wildlife gets involved with sports. The minor league affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals had to delay the game in the fourth inning to accommodate a couple of ducks that wanted to get a better view of the action. They landed out in the outfield and strutted about the area as crews attempted to coax them into relocating. One of the two flew off, but the other insisted on just hanging around, eventually waddling through an open gate that was opened by crews to the cheers of the crowd.
He's probably just love the sound of the crowd,
right, man.
I can't help it. It's addicting.
I'll be here all night. Locally here, the Mariners had another great showing over the weekend, beating the Rangers 2-1 in the series, marking their eighth straight series win.
Let's go.
And extending their lead in the division by two games, and they've got the opportunity to make the gap even bigger as they go into Sacramento to take on the second-place Athletics.
That's right, I forgot. You're like, Sacramento.
That
like,
sounds
what?
So weird.
The Sac-A's. I like, looked up like,
I'm here.
Playing the A's, dude.
Everybody on the radio saying that they're heading to Sacramento. I'm like, who in the hell are they
playing? What are they doing?
Oh, right.
I'm still not holding my breath.
Probably
I'm waiting until July.
Probably a pretty cool place to see a game.
I mean, yeah, based on the size of the stadium and everything else, I mean, you're seeing Major League Baseball.
Hell yeah, dude. That game will be over en route later on tonight. You've also got playoff basketball on TNT and True TV, as well as some playoff hockey over on ESPN. As far as your weather, a decently clear night, dropping temperatures down to the mid-40s overnight. Tomorrow, we've got another nice day to look forward to. Mostly sunny skies and the highs right in the mid-70s. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll do some big smashes from the 90s tomorrow with Sit and Spin. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.